You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. We're recapping the 81st Sturgis Motorcycle Rally today. You can find all our coverage on our website at sdpb.org/news. Daniel Ainsley is with us now. He's city manager for Sturgis. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the overall impressions of the rally this year, including the first year of an open container rule that was, as I'm told, kind of, you know, encouraging people to take a walk around and get away from some of the crowded spaces. What are your overall impressions of the rally and how, you know, mitigation ideas like that impacted it?
Sure. It was a fantastic event. It seems like it's turned out to be probably the second largest rally that we've had in more than a decade. It was a huge number of crowds. Unlike kind of traditional rallies, we still did not have very many international visitors. Usually international visitors make up 10 to 15% of the crowd. This year is about 1 to 2%. So it was a lot more American focused. But with that being said, a lot of the crowd really did enjoy the open container. That was something that was used to try to mitigate, obviously, some of the issues that are still revolving around COVID-19 to make sure that people are able to be outdoors a lot more and not feel as crowded or cramped kind of in a lot of the bars. That was received very well by attendees, and they really enjoyed being able to spend more time outside and be able to people watch as well as look at all the various bikes and enjoy all the parades and all the festivities that occur downtown and not be as kind of contained in some of the bars. We also still continue to have a lot of sanitation stations and different things like that, so people are able to be far cleaner.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about some wildfires that were in the neighborhood in the vicinity of Sturgis and how that was unfolding from a city planning standpoint when you think about how quickly a wildfire could get out of control and you might need to evacuate a lot of people. Are there plans in place for that already?
Yeah, there are. Every year, that's part of our mitigation strategies, is how we'd be able to actually evacuate people in an emergency like that. Something that we actually end up doing is we are served kind of throughout the entire year by a volunteer fire department, but we actually bring them on so it is fully staffed 24/7 for 2 weeks. That's another significant cost, but really it's realistically what we need to do to make sure that we can respond very quickly. There are also burn bans that are put into place kind of throughout Meade County to try to mitigate some of those issues and some of those obvious dangers. But there have unfortunately been quite a few fires that were popping up around Sturgis, and thankfully our crews were able to put those out very quickly. But we have an emergency alert notification system, code red, that goes out to everyone, and we actually did have to use that a couple of times to kind of calm people down as they started to see the amount of smoke that was kind of in the Sturgis area. Thankfully, that was coming from fires quite a distance away, but it was kind of, a decent dry run so that we can be a little more prepared if in the future, unfortunately, something were to occur.
How soon would you have to make the notice to evacuate? Like, how much do you have to know about the wildfire? It must be really difficult to time a decision like that based on crowd size.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. But obviously that really depends on what the conditions are, so how close it is to the community, what the wind speeds are, and also how dry it's been. Honestly, this year, given how dry it's been, we would have been far quicker on that if it were needed. But thankfully, everywhere where there was a fire, it was very small, and we were able to respond almost immediately and have that contained. And thankfully, when those did end up occurring, it was on days when the wind was very, very low, thankfully. So it all did work out. But if in the future, of course, it would be a breezy day and conditions were similar, then we would have made calls far sooner.
Yeah. And to be clear to listeners, this is not what happened. We're focusing on something that didn't happen here, because that would keep me up at night, Daniel. I'm not going to lie. I'm just thinking.
No, absolutely.
It was a successful rally and no one got evacuated. We should circle back and say that didn't happen. We're just we kind of got off track there talking about it. Because people
It was a fantastic event. You know, more than 500,000 people came to our small town. And honestly, I think one of the unsung things that usually occurs during the rally, but this year was exceptional, was the amount of money that was raised for local charities. And I mean, more than $500,000 was raised. We're still tallying all that up because there are so many different causes, but it's a huge economic impact for the state, for the region, and then also for a lot of local charities.
What happens next for you from a planning perspective? What's your job going forward? You're already planning the next one, or what?
Yes, yeah. Actually. So what ends up happening throughout this week, we're still putting a lot of stuff away and still doing a lot of cleaning. But literally today we start doing debriefs with every single department. And then in about 2 weeks, we'll start doing debriefs with a lot of our larger partner outside agencies, some of the communities in the Black Hills, Department of Tourism, as well as a lot of private industries, and see what we can do as far as enhancements. And then we also start talking with a lot of the large exhibitors and sponsors to see what they liked, how they would like to improve. And after this year, there were an awful lot of exhibitors that are more interested in expanding their presence or coming to Sturgis for the first time. So I'm sure next year will be fantastic.
Yeah. Daniel Ainslie is city manager of Sturgis. Lots to talk about there. Thanks so much for the recap. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Have a great day.